It's time for Green Visions, a KUMD production to encourage green thinking and green actions. Green Visions is made possible by the family-owned Duluth Grill. Well, joining us this morning for our Green Visions program is Charlie Flower. He is part of the research team that is working on inoculating American elms against Dutch elm disease. And if you grew up with beautiful big elms, and if you watched with your heart heavy as Dutch elm disease took one after the other over decades, and it seemed that the elms were dying out, this is definitely fabulous news. Hey, Charlie, good morning, and thanks for joining us.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
So the Forest Service is working to bring American elms back to the Chippewa National Forest. Tell us a little bit about, you know, I kind of teased you a minute ago about giving trees tree vaccinations with a really big needle. How do you inoculate an American elm against Dutch elm disease?
Yeah, so we've, so basically the project here is that we've taken disease-tolerant varieties that are commercially available and some that we've propagated in-house, and some native trees that are still remnant across the Chippewa National Forest. And we've cultured Dutch elm disease in the lab. So we have both the Ophiostoma ulmi and the Nova ulmi fungal pathogens. And we have a little water slurry, basically, that we have those fungal spores mixed up in. And we drill a little hole into the tree, and we squirt in a little bit of the fungal pathogen, and we come back in a year and take the readings and, you know, the canopy decline readings and kind of assess disease tolerance. So.
Now, let me ask you this, because you are a scientist. I am not. See if I remember anything about anything I've ever learned. The idea with a vaccination for a human being, for example, is to inject a weakened form of the flu, for example, and then your body can combat it and win, and your body can fight off the flu. Is that kind of what you're doing with the fungal thing?
So this is more of an inoculation, but it's pretty similar to vaccination in
okay.
that regard.
Okay.
And so Charlie,
gotta stop you because I'm going, wait a minute. What's the difference between an inoculation and a vaccination?
So the vaccination is giving you a low dose of the pathogen in this circumstance, or a virus, and the inoculation is giving you a full dose of the virus or the pathogen, and so we're putting 1.2 million spores in, which is similar to what the trees are exposed to in the natural system.
Okay.
And so, we're hoping that we get, good tolerance levels out of these trees. So it's kind of unknown if the trees will die or if they won't die. But, we've been conducting similar experiments elsewhere, and we've had really good success. And so, these trees that, we've crossed with known tolerant varieties here in the Chippewa National Forest, are really cold tolerant and can withstand the cold winters of the northern hardwoods here.
It's not as though you're somehow giving them some kind of a thing to fight off Dutch elm disease. What it seems, if I'm understanding correctly, the test is, did we develop, have we managed to develop elm trees that can fight off Dutch elm disease? Is that right?
Exactly.
So when are we going to find out?
So
and don't tell me it's going to take a whole year, Charlie, because now people who love elms are all excited about it, and we kind of want to know right now.
Right. So in 8 weeks, we'll be back to take a series of readings, and those readings have generally corresponded very well with the tolerance levels, and then we'll come back in a year to do a double check of those readings. And at that one-year phase, we'll start to try to move those tolerant varieties into the nursery trade and subsequently make them available to the public too. So
we call you in 8 weeks and get a rough idea of how things are going, and then we begin to spread the word to the folks that we have on our gardening programs that, hey, folks can start putting elms back in their yards again.
Exactly. Yeah. And so our work with the Chippewa National Forest here, they're going to have seed plantations that they'll be able to, you know, take seed from these source trees and distribute them across the environment too. So, you know, the goal is to get elm trees back into the natural habitat.
Well, you must have the kind of job where when people find out what you're doing, you get a lot of hugs, Charlie.
That's right. Absolutely.
Well, good for you. Charlie Flowers joined us this morning, our guest on Green Visions. And, hey, I'm going to make a note. We'll talk to you again in 8 weeks, okay?
Fantastic. Thank you so much.
The National Forest Service is working now to restore American elms into the Chippewa National Forest. They are inoculating the elms with Dutch elm disease, and they'll be checking in 8 weeks. They'll also be checking again in a year to see how well the new varieties that they have come up with are managing to fight off Dutch elm disease. And that, of course, exciting news for folks who are big fans of trees. Green Visions on KUMD is made possible in part by the family-owned Duluth Grill, offering organic, homemade, and fair trade menu items, and Heritage Window and Door, the Twin Port supplier for Renewal by Anderson Windows and Doors.